year ago, we were sneaking into the Comedy Store, especially here in the Bella Room, sitting right there, having all our friends come and doing a podcast. And a year later, we're part of the Comedy Store Network, and this is our first show, our first live show at the Comedy Store. Please give it up for us. Come on.
Welcome to the stage. He's going to be doing some stories, you guys. He just got off his fancy pants, got off a plane with Russell Peters. Put your hands together for Yoshi! Yeah.
Yoshi!
All right. And you've already seen these other guys. Bring back to the stage Jamie Kennedy. And Brad Williams.
All right.
All right.
Oh, now we're all watching and see if I can get on this fucking stool. You guys are taking bets like, should we help him? I don't know. I think if we help him, he curses us.
So you guys remember what... Well, some of you guys weren't here yet. You were late. Fuckers up there were late.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, each one of these guys are going to tell a story. One of them is a lie. Okay, so you guys listen, and at the end, you're going to help us bust which one's the lie.
Are you down?
Yeah!
All right, let's have Jamie go first.
Thanks. Take Jimmy Buffett first. So wait, you guys can't look on the internet, right? Because I don't know, you trust them?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We'll watch them, Jamie.
So I was going to... Movie.
Far, it checks out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll stop interrupting.
Not Tremor 6. It was like, I was in a movie called Scream. Thank you. And one of the people in the movie was a girl by the name of Drew Barrymore. And one of the kind of inventive things about the movie was that such a big star was killed in the beginning of the movie. I don't know if you remember the movie, but she was killed, so it was kind of a mislead.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jesus.
23 years later. Okay.
I was going to watch it tomorrow. God.
I got the VHS.
Oh, so. God, sweet.
I can sign it, too. It's I'm in Tremor 7. I'm in negotiation. So, all right. So Drew's killed, right? You with me so far? The lead character was a woman by the name of Gail Weathers, played by a very nice lady named Courtney Cox. No, Courtney Cox was the biggest star at the time in the movie, and she was the first star we got. But that wasn't the original person they offered that role to.
Because you weren't a star yet?
I was not a star. I was on a ball bag. I'm sorry. Was that too real? I was a joke again.
Okay.
Thought we were in a comedy club. A lot of us weren't known. So anyway, I fucking had to do this story on the fucking 405. So the first person that was offered the Gail Weathers role was, I'm gonna tell you who, but any idea? First of all, you have to wonder if I'm telling the truth or not.
Right? Oprah.
Jennifer Aniston.
It was Oprah. I knew it was Oprah. I knew it.
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
Courtney Cox is a huge star, still a huge star, was not the first offer. The first offer was Janine Garofalo.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that your story?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What do you mean? That's a lot of fucking, that's a good piece
story.
Of fucking trivia.
That's
I mean,
a
Jesus
good
Christ.
Story.
People are fucking cocking their heads. Like,
I mean, that's just a, that's a huge...
That's a huge right now. I didn't even tell that shit to fucking TMZ. Right?
All
Brad didn't know about it.
I don't know. Yeah.
And I've done Brad's podcast.
All right. All right. So we're going to move on to the second story. Yoshi, your turn.
Okay.
I get it. We skipped the midget. I get it. I get it. You overlooked me.
No, we saved the best for last.
Oh. Jamie's right there. Don't say that shit.
So 3 years ago, one of my friends contacted me and said, hey, why don't you come and visit me in Athens, Greece? And I went there because at the time he was working at the refugee camp, and all the Syrian, Afghan, and Middle Eastern people fleeing to Athens, Greece. So when I got there...
way to lighten it up, Yoshi.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of money and buy stuff and help them as much as I can. But within 2 or 3 days, I got really bored because I don't speak Farsi, Arabic, and Dari, because I don't know how to say, you know, would you suck my dick for sandwich? At the refugee camp. So I could barely speak English. So anyway...
By the way, I think you can say I suck a dick for a sandwich anywhere outside a refugee camp. I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't have the creativity. So anyway, so I left. I went to a brothel. And if you've ever been to brothel in Athens, there's basically a building. An old woman is working there. And she'll introduce your girl working there. If you like her, you pay the money. You go into this room waiting for the girl to show up. And each one of those brothel rooms, when you're waiting for the prostitute, there's a TV. They're playing porn. And it's a problem for me because I used to edit porn for 9 years. So... sometimes when I'm fucking a girl, there's a movie that I worked on, and you know, it's like one of the earlier movies I worked on with a Final Cut Pro, and it's just like, why did I edit like that? Or the lighting was bad, so it looks really bad. And I have particularly problems when I'm trying to fuck a girl, and I see some of my friends fucking, and. Because I was so good at identifying guys. If I see a guy from waist down, I could usually tell who it is by looking at the dick. So anyway, I'm not an amateur. So anyway, the difficult part, so I don't mind watching my friends fuck. I don't have a problem with it. I worked in the business for 20 years, editing for 9. But the most difficult part...
Okay, come on, stop, mystery man. Where's the other 11 go?
What else you
by
do?
The way, we made a porno version of your movie. But anyway,
yeah. So it was called Spit.
And that one did star Janine.
No, fuck. Here's the difficult part. When I see sometimes my friends fucking, because some of them are dead now. So I remember I was trying Jesus. To fuck her. I see one of my friends, he's been dead for 6 years, and like, you know, I couldn't get a boner at that situation, you know, because that's my friend Sledgehammer, and
we die from John loss of Doe. Blood every time he gets a boner.
Yeah, so
he passes out.
So like, I couldn't do it, and I'm almost done. So like, I couldn't fuck every time my dead friends are fucking. So. You know when comedians die, you give tribute by remembering wonderful stories and their jokes and stuff. So at the end of the week, I finally was able to muster enough, I don't want to say courage, but whenever I see my dead friends fucking, I would do their favorite position fucking.
I was going to say, you could do
their
move.
And I would fuck them. Yeah. So that way I could show tribute to my friends in Athens. Thank you very much.
Wow.
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 Hold on. What was the move that you did in Athens?
Sledgehammer likes Power Driver. John Doe, my friend Chad, he died in 2006. He liked choking girls. Of course, I got consent first and pay extra money to do that. And don't me too me. But and there was my friend Anna, her last name Maul. So Anna Maul, and she used to like spitting on the guy's face. So anyway, very sexy.
Well, I know which story I'm voting for. Should
right.
I even tell mine at this
yes.
point?
Yes, go for it.
This
go
just took
it.
A turn.
Oh, man. All right. This story happened. I was in high school, went to Sunny Hills High School. I know it sounds like a retirement home. It's in Southern California, Orange County, where I grew up. And when I was in high school, all the rage in music was Kid Rock. And I thought to myself, oh, that's an American right there. And I like
Kid.
Yeah, I like Kid Rock, you know. I'll probably name my child's name Baudaba.
That's what you call the bottle.
So Kid Rock was going to be performing at the Arrowhead Pond of Anaheim. Now it's called the Honda Center. I still call it the Pond. And I was going to go there because fuck yeah, Kid Rock. And this is when I was in high school, right? So no beard. I didn't have that much testosterone yet. And I'm walking in, going to the way, and one of the people goes, Joe, what the fuck are you doing? You need to go this way. Joe being Joe C, who was a little person who used to be Kid Rock's side guy on the stage. And they're like, Joe, what the fuck are you doing? Go this. I'm like, yeah, I'll go with you. Sure. So
I love it.
I go backstage and they're like, you gotta get in your pimp outfit. And I'm like, nah, that's the next show. So I lied and I said, like, no, I'm wearing this. It got approved and everything. So so we're about to walk on. And like literally, because I've been in my dressing room, I haven't moved from the
dressing room.
Well, Joe's dressing room, and I haven't moved from the dressing room. Like, I'm worried about getting discovered, so I wait. Finally, I get the pound on the door. This is after Papa Roach had ended their set. You goddamn right. It was my last resort. Yeah.
Yes.
So we got the pound on the door. We're like, Joe, we need you. So I'm like, fuck yeah, here we go. And open up the door, start walking out. And then as I'm walking to stage, Joe C, because he's actually working that night, he's there. And he's walking towards the stage, and I'm walking towards the stage, and now we're essentially doing that Spider-Man meme where we're just like pointing at each other, like, which one is it? And we're looking at Kid Rock, like, kill the one who isn't Joe C, you know, and Kid, who had known Joe C for years, he knows who the fuck Joe C is. So he's like, "That, who the fuck are you?" And I go, "I'm just another dwarf that was walking in, but you guys have great catering back here." But Kid is a great guy. And once it all got settled, he gave me a front row ticket. So I was right there. I got to watch Kid Rock. And now, years later, Kid Rock is friends with another great comedian who's a friend of mine. His name is Chris Porter. And through Chris Porter, I've met Kid again. And we talk about that story. And we think we may be rehashing that.
So
on
did
a stage
you?
Show
oh,
soon.
Awesome!
Wow!
Awesome!
Did you
wow.
go on stage when they were performing?
No,
or was there, it was.
It was
rehearsal?
In the prep area, and then they were like, "What?" And then that's when they discovered
but
it.
Let
and
me ask
like,
you
yeah.
this, Brad: Did
yeah.
you know by heart Josie's lyrics? Like, because right, were you ready to prepare to go on stage and do them?
He had a rap break. I'm a J-O-E to the yeah. C, yo. Call me Josie. Got more game than Coleco. I'm a freak, ho. Call me sick, because I'm 3'9" with a 10-foot dick. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Wow. I haven't said that in years. Okay, I don't know how I remember that shit.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so Jessica's going to go out in the crowd and ask a few quick questions.
Does anybody
questions.
Think they know who's lying and why? Do you know that?
Anybody. Anybody at
you
all.
You know?
This gentleman
Do you
here?
Want to say? What's your name?
Me? Steven. Jamie Kennedy.
Why,
do you think Jamie is lying?
Took a quick little minute to think about it.
He took a minute? That he does that with everything, though.
It's called marijuana, sir.
All right, how about you? What do you think? Who do you think is lying and why?
I think it's Brad.
And why?
Because I heard the same story he said, but they thought he was Wee Man at a golf.
Ooh.
So I sort of...
Stalker!
I heard that, too!
All right, guys, that's... you know that woman who ran Selena's fan club and then killed her? That's that fucker right there. When I wind up dead in a puddle, not a pool, it'll be a puddle. That guy's your first suspect.
All right, any more? Any more? This, you think it's Jamie Kennedy and why?
Because I think I read something about it. Like Brittany Cox was supposed to play that, but I don't think it was Jamie Garofalo. I don't think she was the first choice.
Wow.
I do remember reading something.
You don't think she was the first choice?
Yeah, but you have to remember back in the time, that was when Janine was hot, 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 and she
still
was,
is.
Yeah, no,
still hot.
No.
I'd hit it consensually.
No, she's... mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, she was doing a lot of movies at that time. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
right.
You guys want to finish this conversation over coffee? Jesus Christ. I don't know.
I love how no one's going after Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yoshi is doing sex moves of dead friend porn stars, and everyone's like, that checks out. I don't know who that says more about, like them or you. I don't know.
And aggressively, like, and when I fuck a pussy, when I fuck that pussy.
When I pile drive that bitch, everyone's like, yeah. I see Asians do the pile driver all the time.
The only reason I don't believe that Yoshi is, because Yoshi said, you know, I was, I had some money, but what, like, unfamous comedian has any money?
Yeah, but he gets prostitutes everywhere. He does. It's his thing.
Oh, yeah?
Seriously. Yeah. So.
Is that the truth?
Oh. She knows because he paid her one time and.
Ooh.
Fisting.
All right, let's take a vote. So we're going to vote on who do you think is lying. We're going to start with Jamie. By applause, how many people think that Jamie is a liar?
By applause, she raised her hand. No! Listen!
By applause, how many people think Brad Williams is a liar? Okay. By applause, how many people think that Yoshi is lying?
Ooh,
this is a tight race.
This is a tight race. I think Yoshi's got it. Buy an Asian penis tip.
I don't think this t-shirt helps.
Yoshi's t-shirt, this is a podcast. Yoshi's t-shirt says 8th grade, which is the age that he likes them.
No. Wait. Ooh. Brad.
What?
Ooh. They're too old for me. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Asian 8th grade, so they're actually like 9.
All right. We got to wrap this baby up.
Oh, shit.
Will the real liar please stand up? Slim Shady.
He's good. Because I found out I was doing this show like 10 minutes ago. And I had to think of a story. I still didn't have a lie as they were telling their stories. And then I thought, oh, yeah, I could just readjust my this is not happening story. That's literally what I thought.
Wow.
So once again, this man will murder me someday. Okay.
Please give it up for Yoshi, Brad, Jamie. Please give it up for them.
Thank you, guys. Before we go, I have a prize real quick. If you guys would get out your phones, the first person that can subscribe on YouTube to the Liars Club gets a Mitzi t-shirt.
Mitzi Shore t-shirt, everybody. It was just her birthday, the founder of the Comedy Store. If you subscribe, first one that subscribes gets a Mitzi Shore t-shirt. Let's see, come on.
It better be the right Liars Club, too.
Oh, yeah? Right here. That's not it, Liars. Liars Club.
Let me see the page.
Yeah, that one.
He did do it. I'll get you one too, though.
All right, you guys have been awesome. We stream live from the Comedy Store YouTube Mondays at 4:30 and Fridays at 8:30. Thank you so much for coming out. You guys have been awesome. Have a wonderful night tonight.
And you've been liking it.